Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Oh, buddy, our guy Tim Dillard is here. Playoff baseball is here. Let's go, let's go, let's go. As we broadcast from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Studios here on The Fan. Mr. Dillard, how are you today?
I am good. The Brewers in the playoffs at home. You can't script it any better. Pretty amazing stuff.
And you just play the team that you're going to play, you know, 2 days ago, and you played them for a three-game series. I'm not sure how many times this has happened. I'm sure it's happened throughout Major League Baseball history. Happens in the NFL as well, where you end the season against one team and have to play them again in the playoffs. Is there really an advantage one way or the other for either team in this thing?
Well, I think one thing that plays into the Brewers' favor is, if you remember, they played the Diamondbacks 7 games out of 10 days earlier in the season, mid-September-ish. And, honestly, I don't think they did very well as far as game planning. Of course, they clinched, and then things changed the next, few games after that. But anytime you play a team this tight, like this condensed, you gotta make adjustments. And I hope that the Brewers learned a little bit for what maybe they were unable to adjust to when it came to the Diamondbacks. I hope they apply that to the Mets. I mean, it's always, as a pitcher, you're like, man, I just faced these guys. But as hitters, you're like, hey, I just faced this guy. So hopefully the Brewers have some of that, especially the offense.
Talk about roster or not. We'll start with roster construction, because the one thing that people right now are pointing at are a couple of different guys that aren't on the roster. The first guy they're pointing at is Hobie Milner not making the wild card roster.
Yeah, I mean, he has had his struggles. I don't say they're all related to him personally, just because he's actually thrown the ball really well. He's had a lot of stuff not go his way. I'm looking more at, like, what are they trying to do as far as, what the outlook looks like for game two, game three? Because as far as I know, they've only announced Freddie Peralta as game one starter. So, to me, they need a bunch of guys that can do a bunch of different things. And you know what? The Brewers have a lot of lefties that are doing well. Ashby, Dale Hall, Jared Koenig. Little surprised about Brian Hudson. Not really sure what's going on there. But you know what? Has Hobie, helped get him here? Absolutely. He's been part of their success now for some years. So, to me, it's like, who's got the hot hand is really what it comes down to. And they got two lefties in the pen that are throwing 96. And so Hobie's kind of the odd man out. But it doesn't mean he's not a good pitcher. It doesn't mean anything other than, he scuffled down the stretch a little bit. And not just his fault. A lot of that was just circumstance in the innings he was getting.
Now, the other thing is they essentially kind of carry a taxi squad as well in case of injuries or whatever the case may be. So I'm assuming Hudson, Hobie Milner, Tyler Black, and those guys will be hanging out in case something were to happen to somebody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was a taxi squad type guy. They didn't call it taxi squad. They just called us JICs or JICs. We were just in case guys. And yes, you have to stay sharp. There's, especially the deeper you go into playoffs, you'll start throwing simulated games where the hitters that are kind of waiting in the wings are facing the pitchers that are kind of waiting in the wings. And listen, a three-game series, you don't know what's about to happen. There could be a guy that, in relief, that throws 3 to 5 innings that completely is, like, wiped out. Or maybe the team that you're facing has a bunch of lefties or a bunch of righties. And so you start kind of mixing and matching when you start talking about the second round. And really, that's what those guys are waiting for. They think, oh, man, I didn't make this, first-round roster. And then all of a sudden the second round kicks in, and it's like, well, we're expecting you to be as sharp or sharper than if you had been in that first, round. So there's a lot of pressure that comes with it. It's actually a very hard thing to overcome as well. But, you could talk about Colin Ray as well. There's some guys that are kind of waiting in the wings that could play a significant role in this postseason.
Yeah, absolutely. And just because you're not on this roster doesn't mean you won't be on the divisional round roster. Colin Ray very well may end up getting a start in the next round for all we know.
Oh, I don't see why he wouldn't. I think for sure he will. If they get by this first round, I think that's kind of how they're going to have to draw it up. You can't just sit there and bullpen all of it. In short series where you got three games, you got to win two games, why wouldn't you just throw a couple of bullpen days? I mean, that makes perfect sense. For the Brewers, especially depending on what happens in game one. Let's say they lose tonight. Well, what's it look like for game two? Well, how about you just throw a different pitcher every inning just so you can win the ballgame?
Right.
You know, keep zero runs off the board. Not every team can do that. I mean, especially the Mets or even the Braves having to play that doubleheader yesterday, they're short on pitching. So you've got to think that the offense is going to come to play here in this series. And if you have a fully stocked bullpen, I feel like that's a huge advantage.
Talking with Tim Diller, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Brought to you by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Excellent, excellent food over there in Milwaukee, West Milwaukee. DJ and his crew do a great job. CJ, I should say. I want to say this. We were talking about the lineup earlier, and Terang is back to leading off. Okay, Churio, Contreras, fine. And then Gary Mitchell is hitting four. Willy Adames, five. Now, I've never put together a lineup as a manager, nothing of the sort, so I'm not saying I know how to do his job better than him. But my only thing is, like, I want Willy Adames up with big moments. I want Willy Adames to have as many at-bats as possible in those situations. With all due respect to Garrett Mitchell, I've seen Willy Adames do this all year, and him hitting behind Garrett Mitchell, I kind of question.
Well, I mean, if it talks to, like, the success, I mean, Adames in a lineup, the team wins. Basically, when he bats fourth in the order, he's like the team is 57-46. When he's batting fifth in the lineup, he's 23-13. And some of those games in the 23-13 where he bats fifth, you know, there's some asterisks by it of like just because I follow the team, I guess I'm supposed to follow the team. A lot of that has to do with circumstance stuff. But they're really good. When they're really good, when they've had some of the best stretches of the year, it's when Adames has batted fifth. And there's also, hey, you want to get and mess with the bullpen? You got to stagger those lefties and those righties and try to make it work as best you can. So, you got to have guys that take pitches and you have to have guys that swing a lot. Garrett Mitchell right now, you make a mistake first pitch, he's going to hit it. You make a mistake second pitch, he's going to hit it. Adames is working the counts a lot. So you stagger this with lefties and righties. You stagger it with guys that are willing to take pitches and guys that are swinging early. That's what makes for a dangerous lineup because you don't really know how to navigate that. And to me, that's what the Brewers have done really well pretty much all season long.
Let me go to my next lineup issue. My next lineup issue with today's roster is your two slowest guys and your two guys that hit for the least amount of contact are back-to-back in the lineup with Bowers and Hoskins. Can you help me with that one?
Well, Bowers is not slow.
But compared to the rest of the lineup.
Bases. Well, I mean, you're comparing to, like, the team that's, stolen the second most bases in all of baseball
yes.
this year. The only second time in Brewers history that it's stolen 200-plus bases. So, yeah, he's a part of that. He is not slow. And I will even challenge you on this. I don't think, and this is without looking it up, I don't think Bowers has grounded into a double play all season long.
Ooh.
If that puts any ease of mind, because anytime you bat two slow guys in a row, you think of, one of these is going to be a double play candidate.
Right.
Now, I don't think Hoskins is trying to hide the fact that he's not the fastest guy on the team. I don't think that's his job. I don't think that's his role. Probably since he's been, in high school? I don't think he's trying to be the fast guy. Bowers, left-handed stick, hasn't grounded into a double play. If he has, it's been minuscule amounts. I think that's not even a question. I think when you start putting Gary Sanchez and you start putting Rhys Hoskins back-to-back, I think that's happened several times this year. I mean, if you have guys on base as much as the Brewers do, I think one of them is going to ground into a double play. But for the most part, they've actually done really, really well. I think they're maybe right around 100 grounded into double plays this season, which is about 40 or 50 down from what they had last year. Apologize for talking so fast. For whatever reason, this is some of the stuff that I find very fascinating when you start putting together lineups and trying to figure out how best suits the team and the team you're going to face. This is part of that strategy that we've come to know from the Brewers.
But this is my thing. for my whole life doing this job and doing sports talk radio, anytime I bring up a lineup to anybody that's played baseball or coached baseball, I get told, you're overthinking it. It's not that important. Just quit talking about it. So literally, I never bring it up to you because I'm like, it's pointless. I'll just complain when he's off the air about the lineup. And that way, I'll just, you know, Charlie can just laugh at me for screaming about the lineup and it'll be fine. I haven't brought it up to you in year ever. I don't think that meant that much. Not that much. But today, I was like, tag with it. If he tells me I'm overreacting, I'll deal with it. But I was just curious. And here come to find out, you actually think the lineup has some importance.
Well, it does. It does. And especially since they started limiting how many, you know, batters. You have to face the minimum of three batters coming out of the bullpen. As soon as that was enacted in baseball and MLB, you started to see the staggering of lefties and righties. And, I mean, let's be honest, the Brewers have some amazing lefties that actually need to play. Well, you got to start sprinkling in the righties. And sometimes, I mean, we've seen Hoskins bat, you know, in the sixth or seventh or eighth hole. Not because, you know, he hasn't produced. I mean, look at the RBIs, look at the home runs. It's more or less like, where does he best fit in? Because we have lefties that got to be sprinkled in there. And then you start, you go to pick up free agents. Well, pick up guys that have foot speed. Pick up guys, especially that are lefties, they're not going to just be easy outs. And if they are easy outs, don't take somebody with you with a ground ball double play. Find guys that are not going to do that. And then that right there is how you construct the lineup. Get guys on base, get them over, get them in. This is the Brewers have been successful all season long. I got no problem with the lineup. I think it's going to be great. I was actually very happy to see Sal Frelick make the the roster. I
and feel start.
Like that and start. Like to me, that shows a lot with the medical crew, the trainers getting him ready, and the fact that you know what, he's been honest. You can't hide that kind of stuff. It's like, hey, go run out there. I've had to hide that. I took a line drive off the ankle in 2009. And they're like, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I couldn't walk, but I would walk when, but I would walk when the coaches were looking because I needed that job." Like, if you're playing an everyday position, you can't hide that. It's not like a pitcher in the bullpen where it's like, "No, I'm good to go." No, you are playing. They'll watch you when you run out to the field. They'll watch you when you're running down a ball in the gap. If they see anything whatsoever, this is playoffs, dude. They will pull you out. They will put somebody else out there. You can't hide that kind of stuff. So I'm excited that he's in the lineup. I'm excited that he's ready to go. And this is the kind of grit that the Brewers have shown all season long, and it's inspiring. Other players are going to look at him and be like, dude, you crashed into a wall a few days ago, and here you are, gung-ho, diving at balls in the gap. This is the kind of stuff baseball players are made by.
I've got one last one for you. Kurt Hoag, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers beat writer, rated the importance of every player in the wild card round that made the wild card roster, whatever. In the Devin Williams piece, I guess I hadn't really thought about it when he had Devin Williams down, which was Devin Williams has not closed a postseason game yet. Because remember, he got hurt the last time they had this opportunity and was never able to pitch. How much of a difference really is it in that setting versus when you do it in the regular season?
I would say, you know, with a lot of players, that could be an issue. I think Devin, just by knowing him and seeing the way he approaches the game, to see the way he pitches, I don't think it would matter if he was closing a high school exhibition game or Game 7 of the World Series. I think he goes to the mound going, it's just me and basically nobody else. All I need is the catcher to catch this ball. That's the kind of stuff he has. He has strikeout stuff. And that's all he's worried about. If I can strike out three, great. If I got to walk two in the meantime, who cares? If I give up a couple of singles, not a big deal because he knows he has strikeout stuff. So it's basically him versus the world. That's how I feel like he's approached every single inning he's ever thrown with the Brewers. Those guys are rare. They're hard to find because nobody can really channel that and then bring it out top to bottom, you know, head to toe, come out the fingertips, you know, with a fastball or changeup. And get people out. And he's a rare breed in that way. So I don't think the playoffs are going to have any effect on him whatsoever. I think he's going to approach this just like he has his entire life and the skills that he's acquired. This is the guy that you want on the mound when the game's on the line.
He is Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Thank you so much. And providing they're still playing next week, and I think they will be, we'll have you on again next Tuesday.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, sorry, Sparky. I'm usually funnier than this, but I'm very passionate about trying to be
it's all good.
More professional. I'm trying to be more professional this time around because this is a big deal and this is really fun. So I'm very, very excited to watch Peralta pitch. I think he's going to set the tone for this whole ballgame.
Okay, so I lied. Now that you kept talking, something else came in my mind. Now again, I got to bring something else up. I was talking to my buddy today, and he's a very passionate Brewers fan, calls in on the Brewers topics, whatever else. And I said, so you got tickets for all three games? And he's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean no? Like, you're like Mr. Brewer fan of all time. What are you talking about? He's like, no, I'm going to go to the next round. He's like, I have higher expectations than this, so I expect them to get through this round and go. When I was looking yesterday, there were a bunch, and I mean a bunch of tickets still available for these games for the Brewers, which I was blown away by. And I remember back in the 90s or whatever it was with the Braves where they would go every year to the playoffs and not be able to get over the hump year after year. And their attendance started dwindling to the point where everybody's saying, Braves fans are spoiled, whatever. Do you think we're getting to this point if we see a lot of open seats here the next couple of days?
Well, I think it comes down to kind of what Pat Murphy was addressing. I think, and rightfully so, the fans are kind of like, well, we've seen them make the playoffs before, but we're looking for second rounds, right? Yep. The early exit. So, I get it why fans don't want to be like, we'll wait till next round. And that's perfectly normal. Pat Murphy addressed this in one of his press conferences maybe a week ago. He was just talking about, like, this is a different team. Even Yelich said that when he was in on the broadcast with BA and Rock, talking about, like, yeah, I mean, there's some guys that have been here for a while, but there's a lot of new guys. This is new for them. This is a experience that they want to capture. And you just want the fans to be a part of it. Now, I totally understand, like, hey, let's wait till second round. I'm actually in Nashville right now. I drove home because I went to watch two of my kids play games yesterday.
Nice.
And take my girl to gymnastics.
That's
now,
awesome.
Am I going to come back? I'm probably going to come back. More likely, it's going to be the second round. If I have to come for game three, maybe I do that. But either way, this is some exceptional baseball. And, I mean, just hearing the press conferences with Peralta and Rhys Hoskins and Adames, like, they're saying all the right things. The dynamic in the clubhouse is not, oh, I hope we get somewhere. They are fired up. I think we're about to see some of the most channeled, greatest baseball. I'm hoping the Brewers come out with just guns blazing because that's what you see. That potential energy has been there all season long. Now there's a focused moment that they can actually apply that to. It's pretty exceptional. So, yes, they keep going. I'll be there too, but don't be hesitant. Get out there. Watch a game. It'll be something pretty impressive.
And be loud if you're there. Be loud. Don't sit on your damn hands. Be loud, people. They deserve you to be loud. They need all your support. You can help, I promise. Tim Diller, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. He's helped make this show so much better all year on Tuesdays. Follow him on Twitter @DimTiller. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Sparky.